Blog Talk Radio.
Everything has been going well for you today, and I pray that God has truly blessed you on today as we begin Transformational Thursday with Cynthia and Friends. You are now listening to Pastor Cynthia Robertson, who is so excited about doing this show once more and again, but definitely transformations, because I think it's time as a church that we begin to transform not just our minds, but the way that people see the church. And in order for that to happen, we have to be first transformed and then allow God to transform the world through everything that we do, we say, and how we are towards the people in this world who don't know any better how to live in this world. And on today, the topic that I'm going to be talking about with my co-host, Coach Tina Lane, is cyberbullying. And so before I begin all that, before I get into everything, it wouldn't be right if I didn't first offer up a word of prayer to allow God to minister the way that he sees fit on this line on tonight. So we're going to pray. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank and praise you on today. I thank and praise you for all that you've done, the areas of our lives that you have taken us to and fro on today. Lord, your mercies that you started anew and afresh on this morning. I thank you, God, for everything that you have done yet so far. And God, I am asking you now to keep blessing us as we go throughout this evening. Lord, as me and Tina stand in the gap, Lord, I'm asking you right now just to touch both of us so that we can give some insight to someone who may not understand or may not know what cyberbullying is doing. Maybe they're in their church. They may have seen children, as we would say, playing around, or it's a rite of passage. But, Lord, there are things happening to our children. It is a spirit of oppression that is upon our children. And, Lord, so I'm asking you right now on today that we as your children, be mindful of all the young people that we see, Lord, and we begin to pray and begin to give them a word that will allow them not to look at each other in a negative way, but start to see each other in a positive light. And so on today, I ask that we decrease and you increase. Lord, let your word go forth as you see fit. Use us both for your glory, and anyone else that will come on the line and speak a word, let them be used to your glory and your honor. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. And I just want to see, because I do believe, is this my co-host?
Yes, it is. Hello, how are you?
Yay! Wait a minute. You can't come on the line without me doing this. Hold on.
You are funny.
To give you that. Praise God. And I just want to say before we begin, I know I said that already about something else, but before we begin, I want to thank you because I was able to catch your conference call, and I am so grateful for that. Thank you, because it just really segues into what we're talking about tonight about bullying. And the sad part about it is that if you don't know who you are, you will in turn bully somebody else because you don't know who they
yes.
are. And so I just thought it was so wonderful that that's what you were talking about. Loving the me I see. So I am so excited about that, and I will definitely keep listening because we can all use growth in our lives, and you never get too grown where you don't need to just, you know, do a little touch-up and just say, you know what, God, I think I forgot something. And just go
yes.
back and allow God just to, you know, touch you in your heart and let you know who you are. But in talking about that, let me give out your bio because I didn't know half of this stuff in this bio, so I'm definitely going to be talking about Coach Tina L. Lane. Tina, the Coach Lane, is a motivational speaker, empowerment coach, workshop facilitator, media personality, and domestic violence advocate. She has a passion and a commitment to work with adults and youth on their emotional, physical, and total well-being. She is a longtime Newark resident and a member of Philemon's Missionary Baptist Church that is in Newark, New Jersey, under the leadership of Reverend Edward Allen. Tina has a wealth of experience in public speaking and has facilitated workshops on self-esteem, teen dating abuse, 7 habits of highly effective people. I did not know she did that. Dress for success. I did not know she did that. Character building and financial literacy for local community corporations, schools, religious institutions, and conferences. I didn't know Miss Tina did all this. Tina is fierce. Do you hear? She is fierce. Okay, Ms. Lane credits her professional aptitude to the numerous of years working in the banking institution, I knew that, where she served as an assistant vice president, banking center manager. That I didn't know, but that lets you know that this sister not only is spiritually sound, she can be financially sound. This sister got it going on. Let's talk about the rest of her accolades. In 2006 through 2007, she was honored by the Newark, New Jersey Public School as principal for a day. She is also the proud recipient of a 2011 Community Award for her outstanding contributions to the youth community Feed the Children Outreach Festival, which was in Newark, New Jersey, by the Truth Ministries and the Great Clinton Place Association. Tina is on a mission to bring awareness on teen dating abuse and domestic violence. In June 2015, she received a certificate of completion from the Office of the Essex County Prosecutors, State of New Jersey, for successfully completing training to assist inmate partner violence survivors. Intimate partners violence survivors. In July 2012, she received a certificate of training, 24 hours, for the Domestic Violence Advocate Program through End Time Harvest. It's in Newark, New Jersey. Tina has also been featured on Hot 97, which is in New York, with Lisa Everett's Street Soldier. She loves 800 Hot Atlanta. Oh, WAEC. I Ain't That Chick,
yes.
Know About That One talk show. WRSU, Rutgers Radio, and Jersey Journal. She is presently, for all of you who don't know, she is presently the co-producer, host of two, not one, two cable television shows, I know about this one, The Village Drum, and Day Carter? All right, which is in thousands of homes in New Jersey. Tina endeavors to fulfill her purpose in life by having the Lord use her for his glory. Her favorite scripture is Proverbs 31 and 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And if you don't know, now you know. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Yes, this woman of God. And so I am so excited to have Coach Tina Lane on the show today, because I honestly believe this is a topic that, honestly, we could talk about day after day after day, week after week after week, because I don't think a lot of us understand the impact that cyberbullying or bullying, period, is having on our young people. Right. And the reason that I wanted to do this show was one young man in particular really struck me really hard, and it was the 8-year-old boy who committed suicide. When I saw that, it just broke my heart, because I'm like, what at 8 years old was so bad that he decided it would be better to leave this world than to endure? And as I began to read about Gabriel, and not just Gabriel, but other young people and what they go through, it breaks my heart, because I don't think as adults a lot of time we realize what our children really go through on a daily basis. I don't think we realize that cyberbullying is completely different than the bullying that we went through when we were in high school, or for some of us in college, or even for some of us in elementary school. It is completely different. As I was telling my husband, when I went to school and somebody picked on me, and I believe most of us have gotten picked on. I don't think nobody can say they've never been picked on. So if you've never gotten picked on, that means you were the bully. But most of us have gotten picked on for one reason or another. But a lot of times once we got home, we were safe, because the bully couldn't come in our home. The bully was outside. But that's no longer the case. The bully is coming into our homes. The bully is in our telephones. The bully is on the computer. And so I just want to see how you feel about that, Coach. I know that you are in a community. You're talking to the young people. Have you come across this when you are out doing your coaching?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for inviting me to be the co-host today to your show, Transformational Thursday. It is an awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity, and I thank you so much. And my bio, Lord, I didn't know you was going to read everything, Lord.
Of course.
And when you would read it, I said, oh, I didn't send her the short one. Well, okay. But anyway, I was like, oh, okay, because I was called my anyway. So thank you again. But yes, I have come across children, teenagers, experiencing cyberbullying. And one of the areas, because I'm a teen dating abuse educator, it can come across in teen dating abuse, cyberbullying. And it's not bullying, it's, at that time it's called digital abuse. But it's the same thing with someone harassing you, okay? Someone harassing you through text messages, through emails, or sending rumors about you through text messages or email, trying to control you, posting on social networking sites, sending embarrassing pictures about you, videos, websites, or profiles. That's all the things that someone can do when they are when a child is experiencing, or a teenager is experiencing cyberbullying. And what happens, you have so many cases where you have these children, such as the one that you named, experience these things, and no one says or does anything. And sometimes parents may not know, you know, or sometimes they don't think it's that serious. But for a child to be embarrassed on social media, to be exposed about something that they may want to keep to themselves or maybe something that someone tried to exploit, that can cause a child to withdraw, and it also can cause a child to do things to themselves such as commit suicide. So we have to be very careful in watching our children and as adults as well, because adults also have experienced cyberbullying. And I want to just give a definition of what it is. Cyberbullying is bullying that takes place using electronic technology.
Right.
Electronic technology includes devices and equipment such as cell phones, computers, and tablets, as well as communication tools, including, again, social media sites, text messages, chat rooms, and websites. So these are some of the things that happen. Not some of the things, but this is the definition of cyberbullying, and those are some of the areas cyberbullying can take place.
And
I'm going to call and let you come jump back in.
No, that's okay. And we need to be very clear when we're talking about cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is not just those avenues. It is the new avenue, but it starts with bullying first, and then it turns cyber, because what is happening is that a lot of these children are being picked on in class. Like, for most of us, we went through that. And you may have had one person who may have picked you out in the classroom and decided for some apparent reason that you weren't tall enough, short enough, big enough, small enough, whatever the case may be, and they decide to pick on you for whatever reason, or you were too smart. And they pick on you. And at first, a lot of times, I know that, you know, I was reading online, you know, ways to defend yourself against a bully. And they were telling you, you know, getting to understand what bullying is. Well, when I think about that 8-year-old couldn't really understand what bullying was. I mean, I understood that he knew he was being bullied. But for him to try to mentally factor that in at 8 years old, it's not possible. And so I would love that every child would understand how bullying operates, but most children don't work in that mindset. So as adults, we need to be mindful of the children that we see. A lot of the kids that we see who are being bullied, I had a situation myself not too long ago. There was a young man, and they were fighting, and I literally just jumped out of my car. I was like, you guys need to stop fighting, and they were putting this on Facebook. This was a few years back when every time you would turn around on Facebook or whatever it was called, where the kids were fighting. And it was the knockout. Yeah. That's what it was, the knockout, you know, the knockout game. And so they were videotaping this boy beating this other boy up. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? And this is what our children are dealing with. And we as adults need to be mindful of what's going on, and we can't just ignore it. I know for a lot of adults it's a very scary situation, especially when you talk about teenagers, where you don't want to get involved because you don't want to be the one that's going to get knocked out. If you come upon, you know, teenagers fighting in the street, or you see a bunch of girls circling another girl, or you see a bunch of boys circling another boy, and you might be fearful for your own life, but that's a telephone call. That's a 911 call. I'm not saying for you to put yourself in harm's way if God doesn't lead you that way, but at the same time, a phone call is necessary in order for that child to maybe survive. And today I was listening to the news, and I just honestly, it blew my mind that a little girl, 11-year-old girl, got burnt at a sleepover because a 12-year-old decided to pour hot water on her as she was sleeping.
What?
And I don't know what the 12-year-old thought was going to happen, but she burnt this child. on her face. And
wow.
I just think that, you know, when I saw that today and I heard that today, it just floors me that our children, I think, in a lot of ways are not informed of what can happen when certain things happen. When you go to hurt someone, there are two reactions that's going to happen. One is you're really going to hurt that person really bad, and it can be emotional, it can be physical, it can be mental, emotional, spiritual, or you have a situation we had in Kalamban where you have children who in turn decide to retaliate, and they come to school with guns, or they come to school with knives, or they come to school with bombs, and they decide that, you know, everybody's picking on me. And I don't care who I hurt, because if I get the one person and I happen to get you too, so sorry, but, you know, this person's been picking on me since we were in first grade, and now I'm in the 10th grade, or I'm in the 9th grade, and I'm just tired of it.
That's true. That is true. And like you said, because they were, well, let me go piggyback to something else you said. It starts off with bullying, like you said, bullying. That's the reason why there were laws that were being passed, because many children were being bullied, and it wasn't any repercussions to the person who was a bully. So there wasn't any, not repercussions, but consequences. So, and many children were being bullied, and once they were bullied, then they would start to act out, or some of them became really reserved and quiet, or some became like emotionally imbalanced because they didn't know how to deal with being bullied, being picked on. So some demonstrated nervousness when it was time to drop them off to school, students, nervousness. Some may have different eating patterns that happen because they're being bullied. So they're not eating. You haven't eating properly. Some may have their dressing differently. Some may have, they're so nervous that they may begin to have issues with, trying to think of the word, but children have had issues where they are actually using the bathroom, you know, because they're so nervous, that, you know. So
these
are things that happen, and I can't think of the term right now, but anyway. So this is because they're so nervous about coming to school and being confronted by the bully. And so we have bullying first, like you said, then we have, now it's been extended because many years ago we didn't have the social media. We didn't have all this. So what we had was, for some of us, was this beeper, okay? You had to put in a number of code and call back. That's it. So now you have all these different ways you can be bullied. It's hard for a child to, you know, deal with that, because not I'm being bullied by the person at school, but now I'm also being cyberbullied. And so, listen, that is too much. So we have to, be able to begin talking about both, like you said, even when you were just talking about the child. That's terrible what happened. That is absolutely terrible. But if we don't talk about it, then how can we conquer it? How can we, not just conquer it, educate people about it? And education is not just for the child who's being bullied. Education to make sure that your child is not the person who is the bully.
Right.
We need to talk about that, because your child may have tendencies where they're doing things and you don't look at it as though they're a bully, but the way they're impacting that other child is intimidated, scared, nervous, afraid, weeping, crying, ashamed about what your child does, says, the child is bullying them.
Mm-hmm.
The child is not causing, your child is picking on itself for no reason other than he or she feels like doing it, that's a bully. And you can't decide that someone, a child, this child should be bullied just because they could be different in your eyes. They may not be the most popular kid in your eyes. You may feel as though they're too popular. You want to bully them. It can be many different reasons why a bully want to pick on a child. But usually a bully doesn't pick on someone that's going to be able to confront him or her back, confront him or her. They're usually going to pick out that child when they say something to them, that person just says, leave me alone, or begins to walk away or look sad or be offended or, you know, upset or ashamed, then they believe that's the person I can continually pick on. If I ask them for their lunch money and they gave it to me the first time and they didn't say no, then, okay, so this is a child I can continue to come back and bully. But you never know when it's, that child is going to feel as though that she or he is experiencing too much. And she or he may feel as though that they could take it to the next level to hurt themselves or to hurt the bully. So that's why parents have to make sure their child is not the person who is the bully, because a child who emotionally snaps from being bullied can really hurt the bully, can almost try to kill the bully because they have so much anger. And then you will want to say, well, oh, no one told me this was going on, because no one probably told you because your child was the bully and not the child being bullied. And so maybe no one thought that this person was going to be hurt or injured because you're the bully. But again, you don't know. It can go either way. The person being bullied can try to do something to him or herself or do something to the bully.
Right. And we need to always be mindful of, not just because nobody bullies for no reason. A lot of times bullies are in the classroom because they're being bullied where they live at. It's very rare that a bully just shows up. A lot of times bullies are actually someone who in their own home could possibly be dealing with a bruise in their own home, and so they don't have an outlet at home. So their outlet is at school, on the playground, or even in some daycare centers. You know, you have at very young ages who are bullying the other children in the daycare center. And so, or this child has seen it. They physically may not have been touched or hit or slapped, but they have seen it. They have seen this behavior from their parents or their grandparents, and they think that this behavior is okay. And what happens is sometimes when it comes to talking to parents who children are the bullies, what will happen is you're either going to get that, oh, my gosh, I didn't know my child was doing it, or you're going to get that, well, you know, kids are going to be kids. You know, especially when it comes to boys, oh, boys are going to be boys. You know, he needs to toughen up. You know, he's too sweet. He's too sensitive. If you don't toughen him up, you know, the world's going to have a field day with him. And so not realizing that what you're saying to your child is that it's okay to do what you do. It's okay to hit a child for no reason. It's okay to slap a child in the back of the head. It's okay to take their lunch money from them. All that behavior is okay, because it's going to make you tougher when you have to go out in the world. And to the child who is being subject to this, to have another adult say to them, oh, you need to toughen up. You have two children that, whether we know it or not, are actually being abused at that moment. And so as adults, we have to be mindful of what we're saying and how we're saying it. And I bring this back to the church, is because a lot of these kids are not out of the church. A lot of these kids are in the church. A lot of these kids are sitting up there, and sorry to say it, some of them are pastor's kids. Some of them are deacons' kids, trustees' kids. They are, you know, mama is the choir director, or the soloist in the choir, or, you know, daddy plays the drums or the guitar or whatever, and their child is the child that none of the other kids in the church really want to be around because this child is a bully.
Right.
And it's something that's just accepted.
Yes, but, you know, it is what you're talking about. It's something that's just expected. Or you brought another point up when you said that, oh, they're just being kids. Sometimes that's said. Sometimes in ministry we may think we're going to look it over. They're just being children. They come in, they enjoy themselves. They're in Sunday school. That does not mean that your child does not demonstrate weird characteristics. So we need to discuss it, because our children need to know that it's not acceptable, whether at school, in our home, and at our churches. And one of the things is oftentimes statistics have shown that kids who are cyberbullied are more likely to skip school, be unwilling to attend school, that's the same thing, receive poor grades, have lower self-esteem, and have more health problems. So those are statistics. This is from data, what the experts have seen, that children who are being cyberbullied, this is what they go through. And, again, I want to say, because many people think that sometimes it's not serious cyberbullying, but it is. Cyberbullying is so serious because you, compared to years ago, you can go on, you can cyberbully someone on social media or these other electronic devices, and it can reach hundreds and thousands within seconds, and it can cause so much damage to the person. And then also, it's harder to get rid of. Now you got to, because sometimes it's done anonymously, so you can't even get to some of these sources, and these sites won't even pull them down. You have situations where people fighting, trying to get something off Facebook, this is abuse, or Instagram, Twitter, all different social media sites. It's YouTube, because something has been posted, and it's so hard to get the information removed.
Right.
So before you know it, it has hit so many people and have exposed it to the world. And, you know, you'll see something happen where people are laughing and say it went viral. But it may look, you know, it went viral, but you don't know what damage it did child, because it went viral. Because of something that you said, a child bully, a child being videotaped, being beaten up. That happens all the time. So here's a bully beating the child up, and somebody's videotaping it and putting it on social media. And everyone's commenting, oh, man, did you see the way he hit her or hit him or whatever? And now this child has to walk around feeling ashamed that the bully has now put it on a social media site showing that he was beat up, or she was beat up. This is like very important for us to make sure, if the parents hear this, you have to make sure, again, that you even have, if your child is of age and you want to make sure you even have access to their sites. Especially if you notice something is going on, you may need to go visit their sites. I understand you want to give them privacy, and you don't want to look at some of their social media sites. You don't want to look at their cell phones. But listen, it's about your child being not bullied, and it's about your child's safety. It's all about your child's safety. If you're noticing that your child is acting different, you notice that someone said that something was put on social media, when the child was very upset about it, you need to find out. Don't just blow it off that it's going to be okay because the next day your child was smiling going to school. You don't know how it has impacted your child, especially if it's ongoing. So be mindful of the social media sites that your children are on, emails they may receive, text messages after they look at them. I mean, like they look like they're upset or reserved or about to cry or become very secretive, they don't want to show the pain that they're feeling. Make sure you're trying to look at all those things, because your child can be cyberbullied, as well as, we understand, we talk about bullying that can occur. Most children who are cyberbullied, statistics show that they are bullying a person as well. So it goes hand in hand.
And our children are should be to us everything. They're our next
right.
generation. And so if we're losing them because of and honestly, the cyberbullying, this isn't something that's done on a scale of the actual physical. This is mental.
Right.
So if our children, if this 8-year-old could kill himself because he was, and I'm pretty sure there was some physical, but it went to a higher level for him. This was cyber. This was people either getting, contacting him on his computer, and I know kids have cell phones at a very young age. I don't know if he had a cell phone, but just the computer, because it's easy, like you said, it's easy for somebody to find you. It's not even difficult for somebody to find you anymore. As much as you may try to hide yourself, and I know this from a young lady when I was working, a young man was attracted to her, and she wasn't attracted to him. But when even when they went through all the court case of him stalking her and they went through all that, he left her alone for a little while, and somehow, some way, nobody knows how, he found out she was in California, and then it started all over again. He was cyberbullying her. Well, he was stalking her again, and sort of in a way to me, cyberbullying her, because now he was going through her friends because he knew some of her friends. So if she posted something, because he wasn't allowed to see her, but if her friend posted something and he saw it, he would go in and make comments under somebody else, but they knew it was him. And so these young, when I think about our young people and all that they're going through, the torture and the torment that can be done, that you're going to sleep worrying about how your day is going to be tomorrow.
Right.
You know,
right.
What's going to happen to me tomorrow? You know, you go home and maybe mom and dad see something, but they don't ever say anything. They notice that you're not who you usually are. And maybe the first couple of days they sort of brush it off, like, okay, they'll be okay. They seem all right. They're still eating. They seem okay. He did seem a little down today. But you know, I'll talk to him. And then your life gets in the way. And then all of a sudden, what you saw 2, 3, 4, you're starting to realize that it's been 7 days since you really sat down and saw your child. And now your child, every time your child comes in the house, your child comes in the house, sees you but walks past you, goes get something to eat, and then finds their way to their room and they close their door. You never go knock on the door. You never walk in. You never know what's going on. And then now you have a child that is hiding their pain away from you because when the first day it happened, you didn't show interest. The second day you didn't show interest. The third day you showed no interest. And now I'm 7 days in, and this person's been picking on me, and they're coming through my computer through my friends, and now they done turned some of my friends against me. And so my friends are allowing them to talk to me when I don't want to talk to them. And, you know, they're doing different things to me, and I don't have anybody to turn to because the very people I should be able to turn to, I can't turn to. And
right.
So we have to be really mindful. And I just want to get out this statistic. It says for close to 20 years, the average number of suicide deaths by people 18 and younger was 5 over 20 years. So we might have over the last 20 years may have had between 1 to 5 young people kill themselves. But
wow.
That has changed. In 2016, there were 13. So far in 2017, there have been 10. The country's first double digits tally, annual tally. So right now in 2017, and we ain't even close to end, it's August, we've had 10 deaths of teenagers killing themselves from being bullied. And for us up in Jersey and in the northern states, our schools haven't even opened yet.
Wow.
Our schools haven't opened. And I just think about not just, and think about it, our kids go the whole summer. some of our kids don't get jobs. They don't have any activities. So they're home, and if you have a computer, they're on a computer all day. And so what's to say that disciple bullying stopped because they're not in school anymore? It could be all day for a while. You know, it could be all day, and it could be more people.
Well, that is so true what you just said, because cyberbullying can happen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
We need to, because the child can be on those sites, again, like you said. And for you to give those statistics of what has happened already with some children, and for New Jersey, school hasn't started yet. But,
right.
You know, I want to get back to the something that you had mentioned before when we were talking about bullying, because I thought about some children, she's a young adult, on social media. There was a young man, when you spoke about the young lady, I thought about this young lady I know, and she literally had to go on Facebook and expose him in his name, and then her family got involved because see her, saying things to her inappropriately. So it's bullying her. You know, you like her, but you're talking to her in a way that is condescending, harassing, scary. That's cyberbullying.
Right.
You know, she's not asking to interact with you. So you now are coming on her personal page, and you are now violating her with what you're doing. It's a violation. So we have to be very careful about that. And that's the reason why, again, we are out parents. I have to say it again. You have to have that conversation with your children to monitor where they are, what they're doing online. I had a conversation with a parent one day, and I said, did your child have a social media site? And this parent did not know this child had this site. Videos up there. Was talking to the people, say the parent did not know, but the parent shut it down. Shut it down. It's like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know my child had this. I was like, yes, that's why I thought I should tell you, because I heard another child talking about it. And I went and I looked at the videos, and although the videos are humorous, I don't think you probably was aware that it would be okay for it. Child to consistently come up and just do things that the child may think is fun. Talk about my day, you know, stuff like that. Talk about what I bought. Talk about, again, you taking, but the child ain't seeing the danger because you're talking about new sneakers you got, or you don't know
right,
if people know
right.
who you in your house. You know, so the children don't think about the danger. You understand? They just think about, hey, I have a cell phone. I have access on my cell phone to get to these social media sites. I can post videos. So what? They're not even thinking about once they post, someone else can share the same video to others and go from one person to the next person. And you would never know how many people have watched it, how many people have shared it. Why? Because you always get that count of how many people are looking at it, and they put it on their page. So we have to be very careful. We have to have that conversation with our children. And that's just some of the ways to prevent cyberbullying. Having that conversation, set rules and regulations for your child to go online. Tell them, your child let you know if they ever get any suspicious inbox messages, text messages. Sometimes we don't talk about that, but our children need to make us aware. Immediately, if something comes on email, through YouTube, through social media site, through a text message that's inappropriate, that you didn't ask for, was unwarranted, you don't know who this person is, and they're saying things that to you that's inappropriate, you need to make sure that your children know they can come to you or another adult, or if they're in school. That's important, because that's a way to prevent it, for us to jump on it and find out what's going on. It's very important to just know the state that your children go on, and sometimes they have laptops, they have these children have access to everything, iPads, tablets. So they have smart televisions now. They can connect to their computers, you know. So they have so much at hand with just with a switch of a button. tap onto a button. And you have to be mindful, again, because of all this technology that they are exposed to or you are exposing them to, you need to make sure every now and again you go in there and you look at the sites they're looking at. You look up on that computer, go through that history, look at what they're looking at, find out what sites they're on. They have to ask for their permission, depending on the child, because sometimes parents will ask for certain permission. I need your password. I need to go and see what you're doing. I had a parent do that one time as well. A social media site, only to find out that there was a form of bullying going on, and our child was arguing back and forth with another child. They could explode it at school. So it's like, you know, you have to be mindful. So, and you also have to be, you know, if you have this going on, there's a way that you have to report it. And so it's very important for us to understand that there are steps you can take immediately to report cyberbullying to online service providers. And all of them have it, you know, Facebook, if you're being harassed, or social media, they have it where you can say something about it. YouTube have it. So, you know, even if you go to the federal government website, they actually have brochures you can order for free that tells you how to protect yourself on cyberbullying. So it's very important to even know about that.
That's good. And I don't think a lot of people know that, is that on every social media that you're on, if you are, and I know that on Periscope they call them trolls, and I think that's on everybody, they call them trolls, but there is a way to block anybody that is cyberbullying you or doing things, stalking you or whatever the case, or anything that's offensive to you. There is a way to block them. And some of the things you literally can do yourself. I know for me that even with my own children, my son who's 16, I am his friend on every single one of his accounts. He's not allowed to have an account that I'm not a part of. I want to be able to see what he sees and what he's talking about. And if something ding, ding, dings for me, I'm like, take it off. Take it off right now. And whether that's for me spiritual or it's just offensive, the language is really offensive, or whatever it may be, it's take it off. I know at one time him and this girl were arguing back and forth, and he had said some things, and right then I was like, you know what? You apologize to her, and then you defriend her. But you apologize first, because as a young man, you do not talk to a girl. Like I read, and he was like, but Mom, you don't understand. I said, I read everything that you two said to each other. I said, so it's not like I don't know. And, yes, I don't agree with what she said to you, but I don't agree with what you said to her. So I have no recourse with that young lady, but I have recourse with you. And my thing is that you apologize for what you said, and then after you apologize, you defriend her because her talking to you that way was inappropriate and wrong. So you can end that relationship right there. And sometimes as parents, we have to spot what could become a problem.
That's true.
For all I know, and it was a girl that he went to school with, and they got into something at school over, and this was an elementary school, you know, and we got to be mindful. We got to be paying attention, because something that we think, oh, that's cute, or, you know, whatever, it's not cute, it's not funny. But you just got to think about it. If you were the girl, would you like somebody calling you out of your name? If you were a boy, if that's your son, would you like somebody calling your son out of his name? And so we as the parents, as supposed to be the caretakers, we need to make sure that we are watching everything that our children are watching, that we're paying attention to everything that they're doing, so that we're not allowing, and let me take this a little further, because not just that, and this is a whole other subject, but the sex trafficking that is taking place in with our young people, where people are coming online, they're opposing as young people, getting your sons and your daughters out of your house, only to have these young people being shipped over to other countries to be used as sex slaves, or in America, being used as sex slaves. So we need to be very mindful of who our children are communicating with.
Right.
I mean, I have a son. So, I mean, my daughter is grown, married and everything, but I have a son. And to me, it is disheartening to think that there are young girls on a computer who, and I watched this father on Facebook talking about what happened to his daughter and how they were able actually to save her life because he was paying attention. And so many parents aren't paying attention, and you think your child ran away from home, and that's not what happened.
Right.
Your child was actually kidnapped, but it looks like your child ran away because your child ran away with some dude she found on Facebook, or your son ran away with some girl that he thought he met on Facebook, and come to find out it's actually a sex trait that's going on. And so we as parents got to be real mindful of what our children are doing, who they're talking to, who is this person, especially if you see that the conversation is not a good conversation. If the conversation isn't going the way you think that conversation, you need to find out who that person is. Because more than likely, because our children don't do like the chat rooms anymore the way, you know, back in the day when you had the little chat rooms that maybe you don't see. We can see a lot more because our children do Instagram. They do Snapchat. They do Facebook.
Yeah.
They have their own lingual and language, and you need to know what that means. All those little emojis that they use, you know, making sure you know what that stuff means, because everything has a meaning. And so we as parents, especially for those of us who maybe mom isn't home a lot because mom is working a lot, and maybe you see this young lady in church a lot, or you see this young man in church a lot, and they may be a little loner. You might want to try to, if it's a boy, find a male that they can get with, somebody they can talk to. Or if it's a young lady, that you talk to her and find out how her life is going, because you really don't know. And what mama can't see because mama's really busy, you can see. And you can help prevent that child from going through a horror that they don't need to go through. And whether that's being bullied, or in a relationship with somebody that is bullying them, because domestic violence is no more than somebody bullying you. And so, you know, we need to be constantly mindful, and I know it's a lot to ask, and especially in this time and age where everybody got so much going on, but we literally need to be our sisters and brothers' keepers. And we need to make sure that we're watching out for one another, because it's just not enough for us to say, oh, sister so-and-so, you look nice today, and walk away. Or how you doing? Oh, they say I'm fine, and you walk away. We need to communicate a lot more and a lot better with our young people so that they understand that we do care. And sometimes we're not on our games. Sometimes we're not paying attention sometimes, and sometimes we slip up and we make mistakes. But we love you, and we don't want no hurt or harm to come to you.
That's right. That's right. And I like the way you said, yeah, we slip up on our game. But yes, that is true. That is true. I had to laugh, giggle about that. But you don't want any harm. You don't want any harm to come to them, and that's important for them to know. And just at the end of the day, I just want to say, as someone who sometimes, you know, have the opportunity to interact with young people, you just have to make sure that they aren't being bullied. And you also, if you are, I'm going to say this too, if you do interact with young people, or make sure you're interacting with your own. Because sometimes we can interact with everyone and see different signs in everyone else's children, but we don't see them in our own.
Mm,
we don't see our own family, our own friends, our own. So you have to be mindful of that. And yeah, because you're saving the world, but you have your own child, and you have many people talk about that before. I'm trying to save the world, but I didn't know that my own child, my niece, my nephew, godchild, whomever, good friend, was experiencing it. So don't forget to talk to them about it. You have to still talk to them the same way you talk to everyone else, stranger. You have to talk to them about it. No, you have to. You have to, because they are experiencing certain things. And you see, they'll talk about it, And don't take what they say lightly. You know, I have a little cousin at one time was saying that a little boy kept pulling her hair. But she's not the type that's going to be aggressive and say anything. But her parents had to intervene. Why? Because, this, again, if he keeps pulling her hair, pushing her, bothering her, he's bullying her. He's invading her space. And if the teacher isn't being aware of it, the teacher telling him to stop, he's not doing it, she had to speak up. But guess what? She was going on her way to school. She was feeling a little nervous, a little anxious. Why? Because she thought her day was going to be interrupted with his nonsense. That's why. You don't know how it's impacting the child, how they come home thinking about that situation. We understand that bullying as well as cyberbullying, it happens. But, like, tonight we talked about different ways it can be, what it is, how often it can happen. We talked about preventive measurement, and we talked about reporting it. And at the end, like you said, there are different social media sites you can report it to. But also, if it gets very serious, then you have to go to law enforcement.
Right.
And that's important.
Absolutely.
No. You have to take it to law enforcement. You're getting threats of violence, you know, whatever, pornography happening, because you mentioned human trafficking that's happened a lot, you know, so things like that is happening. Your child is getting sexually explicit messages that on their phone or through their social media sites. Mm-mm. And it won't stop. You got to go to law enforcement. You have to go to law enforcement. You have to make sure they're doing it. They take it seriously. I had someone else I was interacting with and was sharing their story. And, you know, it was a shame that when they did go to this particular person went to the police act as though, like, well, I don't know what we can do. You sure your child is not the one instigating it? So, you know, you have some people just are not, even law enforcement, sometimes they're just not aware to follow the procedure that has been put in place in their office to make sure they got to follow through and they got to do an investigation. You don't just say, well, you sure it's not your child. You investigate, and then you find out. But you're going to make that assumption. How do you think that impacts the child? So the parents still had to pursue. It had to still go to the school. Had to still go to the board of education, you know, and consistently pursue it because she had to fight for her child's rights and the right we have right here in New Jersey. There are laws in New Jersey against bullying. There's been conferences. There's been meetings. There's been seminars. There's been workshops. So it is important. And people can legally spend time in prison for this. So we have to make sure. But more importantly, we don't want our children to be damaged by being bullied or being the bully. So that's important. And I appreciate having this conversation with you tonight because as I listen to you, I learn more information, and I was enlightened. And I think it's a great conversation that we should have, not just on this line, but also what you said in our churches and our ministry, because it also needs to be discussed there. And I know people will come. You're going to share. People will come on and listen to it on the archives. And I thank you again for inviting me to be your guest.
No problem. And I enjoyed having you. And as we're coming up on the last minute of the show, I just want to thank you, first of all, for coming on the show to talk about this, to me, a very timely discussion about cyberbullying and not just cyberbullying because it just encompasses everything. Cyberbullying is not just bullying anymore. It is everything because it's what our children deal with on a daily basis. They are constantly inundated with some type of form of internet. And because it is the World Wide Web, they can literally get bullied from somebody in Africa and they live in the United States. And so we need to be very aware of what our children go through and how their lives can be changed and distorted. And I just want to say as a parent, as a mommy, I can honestly say that it is so important. I know I with my other kids, but it is so, so important that every parent just pay attention. just really pay attention and see what's going on and make sure that your children know that no matter what, you're going to be there for them. You're going to be there to hold their hand and respect them as they're going through. Because if you don't, there's always going to be somebody there who is more than willing and more than happy to just step in and take your place and take your child places that you really don't want your child to go. And so I don't know if that part's going to be playing, but, oh, yeah, we're off the air. But I don't really know. I think we are. But thank you again, Tina, for coming on the show. And I definitely want you to come on, though, and talk about your conference call. I don't know if you're going to do it. Well, how are you doing it? Are you doing it for, like, a certain amount of weeks and then you're going to repeat it, or?
Well, yes. It's supposed to be, it's right now set up for 4 weeks, but we're going to see, put down 4 weeks late, maybe 3 weeks, and then repeating it. I'm hoping to do so. I'm excited, you know, for those who are listening, she's talking about, she's referring to, I Love the Me I See conference call that was done tonight by Coach Tina Lane. You can check out the Facebook page. You will see a lot of information. You can go to my Facebook page, Coach Tina Lane, or you can go to my personal page, Tina L. Lane, or, so you'll find all my information. But, yes, I plan on repeating it. It was a great segment. You know, I was just a little bit disappointed because when I tell you, Pastor Cynthia, I have recorded and recorded, and tonight he will not record. So, you know, it's just like, so I even tested it before the call started and hit the button for it to record, and it did it and stopped it. When the call started, it would not do it. And then I hung up while the call was, they were still communicating, and came back in to try to do it again, and it would not do it. I said, but you know, I'm not going to let it stop me. So we're going to go
right,
ahead.
That's right.
It's going to be recorded, but it's okay. It's all right. As long as I got a mouthpiece, I'll go back in there again with nobody on here and record the whole segment myself just without feedback. It's not going to stop me. Now I'm going to figure it out if I got to switch or, you know, different things around with the conference call number, but I enjoyed it. So you will enjoy it as well. It's about loving the me that you see, loving all of you physically, mentally, and emotionally. So, yes, total wellness. Yes.
Well, I am definitely, if you do it again in a month, let me know, and I can bring you onto the show before you do it, and we can do a segment about it and maybe bring you and somebody else on to talk about Loving the Me I See, and just talk about that,
know.
You know, because, you know, transformation, that's important to me, you know, and so just transforming ourselves is important, because I honestly believe that if you, and I don't want to leave men out, but I just think that women go through so much that if you can touch a woman, that you will change the world. And because women have the pulse of the world in them.
Yes.
And so if she is mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, sexually, and verbally and emotionally prepared for life, she's going to be the best her she could possibly be. She's not going to be concerned
That's
about
right.
anybody else. She's always going to be concerned about herself and making sure she's the best. But when we're lacking in an area, it will fall off onto other people, and we start looking for other people to make us feel good about ourselves instead of realizing that it's all going to come from us. It doesn't really matter what the outside world thinks. We are the ones that have to learn to love who we are, Because if I don't love me, nothing you say or do is really going to make me. I'll be happy about it. I'll be happy you love
right.
me, but it's not going to last long because I'm not happy with me. And so I'm going to find a flaw in you somehow, some way. No matter how good you are to me, I'm going to find a flaw. I might consider the fact that you are so good to me a flaw. So I don't want to hold you too much long because I know you done been on one conference call. So we're going to get together and we're going to do that. And thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. No, it's okay. I heard your passion. You was going in. Yes, yes. But, yeah, I am. My voice, I think, okay, I have to drink a little bit more water when I'm talking this much. Because it's like, okay, like, I can hear my voice. I'm like, I'm drinking water, but it's still, I got to go get something stronger to bring it back. I'm going to go drink some lemon, some ginger tea or something to help my voice out. But I thank you so much. And again, I appreciate it, and I look forward to coming back on your show. And I look forward to listening to the archives of this. Yes, yes.
Yes. All
yes,
right. Well, I will talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Bye.